Hi guys, in this video we're going to look at the following English irregular verb, to beat, and its other forms, the simple past, which is beat, and the past participle, which is beaten, or beat. It depends on what context you're using it in, right? But the most important thing to bear in mind, my friends, is that you don't ever learn irregular verbs as strings of words the following way. Beat, beat, beaten, because it's going to serve no purpose. You're just going to embed this unnatural word combination, beat, beat, beaten, into your brain, and then every time when you have to use that verb, you will get mixed up in some words that you will have to use in the conversation, and these words will mix up with this word, string, beat, beat, beaten, and then probably when you will have to use the beat form of the verb, you will use beaten and the other way around. So what I'm advising is learn each of the forms in context. Basically, learn them in phrases as part of a collocation. Collocation is just a fancy way of describing a word combination. So basically, take each form and learn it on its own in a phrase, in a larger sentence. That way, you don't associate that verb form with another. You just learn everything on its own. And when you do your spoken English practice session, which is very important, you have to practice your own spoken English on a daily basis. If you are anything serious about becoming fluent in the language, right? When you do that, you have to imagine yourself in that situation. Use that phrase, that particular form of the irregular verb. Beat in this case, right? And that way you will not mess up your head and you will not run into the issues of hesitating and stopping in the middle of a sentence and getting the feeling as if you're having loads of words floating in your mind and you just can't choose the right word to use, right? But let's not get bogged down on all these technicalities. Let's get straight down to the business and look at the first phrase in relation to today's verb, to beat. Hi guys, I'm back. And before I actually talk about the first phrase, I'm gonna respond to Ilya's comment. And Ilya said that my English is brilliant and that he couldn't actually believe that I wasn't a native English speaker. He says that I sound as if English is my mother's tongue, and I'm really, really flattered, and I'm very grateful for your comment, Ilya. And he wants me to speak a little bit in my native language, which is Latvian, right? So here we go, my friends. Actually, I have never done this before, so tagad es runāju latviski, and Jesus Christ, did you just hear what happened? I said a few words in Latvian, and then I went straight back to English because I'm so used to speaking in English with you guys that I just couldn't maintain my Latvian. But anyway, let's give it one more try. Un tagad es runāšu tikai latviski. Turmākās 10 vai 15 sekundes. Un es īstenībā nezinu, ko lai es saku. Es vienkārši runāšu kaut kādas muļķības, vienkārši lai tu, Ilja, dzirdi, kā tas ir, ka es runāju latviski. Un īstenībā tas skan nedaudz jocīgi tagad, tāpēc, ka es runāju tikai angliski, kad es ierakstu šitos te video, un tagad tas te vispār skan kaut kas nenormāls. But now I'm going to switch back to English, and I hope, Ilja, that you're having a great laugh listening to me speaking in Latvian. And to be honest with you guys, speaking in Latvian now was so odd. And that's what I actually was saying when I was speaking in Latvian. I said that it sounds totally out of place. And I was talking some random stuff, some BS really. And then in the end I said that it sounds totally wrong, totally odd, because I never use Latvian in these videos. I'm so used to the English language. And then when I had to use Latvian, it was something out of ordinary, right? But anyway, this video is becoming very lengthy without me actually touching upon the main subject, the irregular verbs and the phrases that they're used in, right? So the first form of the irregular English verb to beat, right, is obviously to beat. That's the present tense, to beat. And a very typical phrase would be, it beats me, right? And you would say, you would use this phrase when you're confused, when someone tells you something you don't really understand why it's happened. And then you tell them, it beats me. It means you're confused and you don't understand why that person has done something, right? Probably your work colleague tells you that your boss has done something, has put in a new plan to renovate the building and is going to spend $20,000 on it or something, and you tell him it beats me, because you can clearly see that there is no need for the renovation, that money could be spent elsewhere, right? And you have a clear understanding of how those resources would be used better, but you just don't realize why your boss would choose to renovate the building when there is no real need for it. So you tell your work colleague that it beats you. Basically, it means it confuses you totally. It beats me, right? And obviously, you can use the word to beat in 100 different contexts, but what I'm saying is, well, this particular phrase, it beats me. And that way, you kind of make sure that you know at least one instance of using this word to beat, right? And whenever a similar situation occurs, when you're confused and you want to express your confusion and consternation, I'm pretty sure the word consternation is confusion. This is one of those fancy English words, sophisticated words. And actually, when I just said it, I wasn't 100% sure whether it is the right fitting word, right, for this occasion. But I just used it anyway, because that's the only way you can improve your language, really, by saying something even if you're not 100% sure. So some of you might say that me being a mentor and all shouldn't be doing that, but I want to lead by an example, guys. So anyway, it beats me can be used whenever you're really confused about something and you want to express that confusion, right? And next up, past tense. This particular irregular English verb is the very same in the past tense, beat. It means beat, as in yesterday. I beat a heavy traffic on the way to work. And this is a very handy way of using this form of the irregular verb to beat. I beat a heavy traffic on the way to work. And that's how native English speakers refer to a fact that someone manages to escape a traffic jam. So basically, you're on your way to work and you hear on the radio that a particular stretch of the road is very heavily congested and that there's a very heavy traffic jam and you just don't know what to do. And then you realize that there are some little known roads that you're aware of, and you take those roads, which would on another occasion be a bit longer drive, but in this particular situation it saves the day and you beat the heavy traffic, right? So this is a very handy phrase you can use when you're coming into work and your colleagues are all surprised and they ask you, did you not get stuck in the traffic? We know for a fact that that stretch of the road that you normally take is heavily congested now. And you tell them, I beat heavy morning traffic and I'm a hero. And yeah, that's about it as far as using the past tense of the irregular verb to beat. Beat is concerned, right? But we still have the past participle, beaten, to look at. And here's a very, very useful way of using this particular form of the irregular verb to beat. Beaten to death. I heard about a guy who was beaten to death last weekend in the town. Isn't that shocking? He was beaten to death, right? Or he was beaten to death, he's been beaten to death, or simply beaten to death. This is the word combination you should memorize. Beaten to death. Beaten to death. He was beaten to death. And whenever there's some very bad news stories about lethal consequences of some person being physically harassed and beaten, and as a consequence that person has unfortunately died, You can retell that story to your friends, work colleagues, relatives, whoever it happens to be. You can retell that story by using the phrase beaten to death. That person was beaten to death. Unfortunately, it's shocking, it's crazy, but it happens. That guy was beaten to death by a mob of thugs. He was accosted in a narrow lane in the early morning hours after a night out. And probably there was an altercation, which means there was a heated word exchange between that guy and the thugs. And he was, as a result, beaten to death. Right? So this is how you use the third form of the verb to beat, beaten. So going back to the beginning of this video, it's very important not to use the word string, beat, beat, beaten, as a way of memorizing it and as a way of using this particular English irregular verb, because every time you have to use it, you will go back to that unnatural collocation, beat, beat, beaten, and you will have to strain your brain to figure out which form you have to use in this particular case. And it'll just make you stutter, hesitate, and it's going to have a very detrimental effect on your fluency. So, it beats me. I beat very heavy traffic on the way to work, and a person was beaten to death. Are these three phrases that we learned in connection with the irregular English verb to beat. And if you want to be able to use them in your conversations, repeat them a good few times, memorize them, use them in your daily English, spoken English practice sessions, and you're gonna see your English improve big time. Believe me, guys, been there, done that. All right, thanks for watching, and talk to you soon again. Bye-bye.